Undocumented families in North Carolina are afraid. Reports of increased deportation raids and a rise in angry rhetoric have led to daily fears of deportation. WUNC's Naomi Prelow has the story of how two families are trying to cope with the fear and the confusion.
The nights were so dark that 12-year-old Aya couldn't even see her hands. For 3 days, Aya and her family trekked through the Mexican desert to get to the United States. They were abandoned, held hostage, and paid thousands for the pursuit of happiness. But her journey to the U.S. isn't different from many who are undocumented.
The scary part is that my story is one of the good stories. There's a lot of them, they're not good. A lot of them that do not have a good ending.
16 years later, Aya is married with two children. Her husband is an undocumented immigrant. We're not using their real names because they fear deportation. Flor and Armando live further out in Guilford County. They're a married couple, and Flor, like Aya, is a recipient of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA is an immigration policy. It allows undocumented people who came here as children to get their driver's license, legally secure employment, and enroll in college. Armando is an undocumented immigrant who works in the construction industry. He and Flor have been in the U.S. for nearly 20 years, but he says because of his status, he still feels constrained.
You are invisible. I feel like I'm my wings tied. I cannot let it go. That's the problem that I struggle here. I cannot reach my full potential.
It's estimated that about 340,000 undocumented people live in North Carolina. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials do not release state-level deportation numbers. Undocumented people see media reports of ICE raids. They hear increased rhetoric from the Trump administration, and it's led to rising anxiety. Addie Jeffrey is a board member for the Latino Community Coalition of Guilford County. She thinks ICE raids are on the increase.
We certainly tell people to have an emergency plan. If something would happen, have a plan so your kids know what they need to do and until you're reunited.
But that's easier said than done, especially for Flor and Armando. Flor says she's wary of leaving any kind of paper trail these days, like having a power of attorney.
Once that letter is made out, then the person that's been given that power has legal authority to decide on their property or their children.
The relationship between local law enforcement and ICE leads to even greater confusion. Some North Carolina communities work more closely with ICE than others, and some have been labeled sanctuary cities. That means these cities more or less turn a blind eye to the immigration status of a person. The Trump administration is threatening to strip these cities of critical government funding. Addie Jeffrey with the Latino Community Coalition says this creates a special fear within the undocumented population. She calls it psychoterrorism.
It may not be that there might be a raid on my street or anything like that. It's just the fear that this has created.
Armando feels that fear every day. He has no criminal record. He just wants to work hard and get ahead.
I don't want this country to give me anything. I just want to be here and I will achieve it by myself. Just let me do it.
It's been 16 years since Aya risked her life coming through the desert to come to the U.S. One of the reasons she made that trek was to take care of her father. He lost a foot in a work accident. Now, Aya has a family and works as a legal assistant in an immigration office. And her 9-year-old daughter wants to become a police officer. Aya says she dreads explaining to her daughter the tough choices she's made.
How do I explain it to her that I'm not a criminal, that I'm not a bad person, that I needed to be there for my father, that I needed to support him? And if I had to choose, I would do it all over again.
Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.